Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, it is the Odd Couple, and I cut the "oh yeah" short because the show is cut short. The Odd Couple, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, is only with you for 1 hour today.
Wow.
Not our choice, but hey, we get it. It's the NFL draft tonight, and we have a great lineup that is going to break everything down for you starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. So Rob and I are with you only for the next 60 minutes, but it's going to be a funky 60. It's going to be a fun 60, an enlightening 60, as always. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM, channel 83, however you may be listening. Rob Parker, what up?
Kid Dynamite!
What's happening, Chris, on a TV theme song Thursday?
I guess it is still. That's right. It's still a TV theme song Thursday. Yeah.
And I've done some of my best work in under 60 minutes, so I know we can have a great show.
You messed that joke up.
I was going to say 60 seconds, but
I'll still give it to him.
I said, right, under an hour is not bad.
That's pretty good.
Exactly, but no doubt about it. I am in Detroit. Chris Broussard.
I had no idea. Well, you sent me some photos, but I didn't know you were there.
Yes, I'm in Detroit.
Is that a recent decision?
Last night after the show, I don't know. I thought I told you guys I was coming out here. I'm doing a show today and tomorrow. I'm redecorating the barbershop, Chris, and I sent you some pictures.
It looked nice. It looked nice.
Man, yeah. It is beautiful. We've owned it for 20 years coming up in October. So we're doing a total makeover. It looks great. I'll post some pictures on social, but all good. And I'm ready for the hour show and the NFL draft. We're going to get out of the way for the experts, yep. Chris, coming up at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. But until then, there's plenty to talk about, plenty to do.
Yeah, it is. All right. We got the iCouple crew in full effect with us. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. We got Ryan Bershinger in for the super producer, Rob G. And on the updates is our man, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's get right to it. First of all, we got a huge game coming up tonight. It was several huge games. It's a great slate in the NBA tonight, Rob. Starting off with the Philadelphia 76ers in Toronto, up 3-2. They've dropped the last two games, Rob. And if ever there was a must win that, you know, isn't an elimination game or, you know, like you do or die, I think this is it, Rob. Because if the Sixers win tonight or lose tonight in Toronto, they will have lost three straight games. They will have been one of only four teams ever who held a 3-1 lead and ended up going to, I'm sorry, a 3-0 lead and ended up going to a game 7. And none of those teams has ever lost the series. And now it's ratcheted up because Doc Rivers has a history that he's tried to push back on, a history of losing 3-1 leads. He's done it three times as much as any other coach in NBA history. And so the pressure is mounting. They got to win tonight. Look, if they go 7, I may pick them to squeak it out in game 7.
Yeah.
But I do think.
I don't have the confidence in them, Chris. I hear what you're saying.
I hear you.
But I don't know based on what. Like Doc, we saw last year they should have beat the Hawks. They couldn't get that done.
Plus James a game 7 at home to the Hawks. The Hawks aren't a very good team at all.
And look where they wound up this year compared to, you know, what was going on a year ago. And so there was no staying power really with how good they were. So when you start to look at Philly, Chris, I think if they lose tonight in Toronto, which I believe they will lose tonight in Toronto.
So you got them losing the series then?
I think they're going to choke this one down too, and it's going to be epic. Because
it would be epic.
Unless James Harden plays better, Chris, because that's what I'm looking at. What else, like, he has to play better? And maybe he has a game in him, but it certainly doesn't look like it, not so far. This series should be over already.
Absolutely. And remember, Matisse Thybulle, not there tonight because they're in Toronto, and he's not vaccinated.
He's not vaccinated, so they're down a piece.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
No, this is bad. This is bad. So we will keep you posted on this game. It's about to start any moment now. Couple other big games as well. Phoenix and New Orleans. Phoenix, stop. They don't need to play around with New Orleans, Rob. Get rid of them.
Well,
Devin Booker will return.
I hope they didn't rush Booker back.
I agree.
I agree. Because if you rush him back and he's not right or something happens, I just would. It seems fast to me.
Of course. Yeah.
It just does. And I don't know, like, again, he knows his body. He's been through with the doctors, Chris, and all that. But my goodness, it just seemed real quick. And if they rush him back and he hurts himself or something happens, I don't know if they'll – and I understand they don't want to go any further with this. But still, I just hope he's good.
I think they can beat them without Book.
Yeah, they
like, even
be
tonight,
able to.
Right?
Yes.
But I think they would err on the side of caution, and I think they just feel like he's ready.
And if he's ready, you know what I've always said: if you're ready to play, play. I'm not.
Right.
If he's ready, he's ready, and the doctors sign off on it, Chris, then play. Players play. That's what they do.
Yep, and you got Dallas and Utah tonight. Yeah, most of them. Dallas and Utah tonight. And then Dallas trying to close him out there up 3-2. Rob, we had a big win last night by Milwaukee. They closed out Chicago. Do you feel like the next round is Boston and Milwaukee? And a lot of times, I want to preface this by saying a lot of times, whether it was, Rob, college basketball in the Final Four or the NBA, whether it's a conference final or a semifinal round like we're going to be in the second round, a lot of times when you feel like that is the championship, you know what I mean? Like these are the two best teams and whoever wins that series or game is going to move forward and win the whole thing. A lot of times when you feel that way, it doesn't pan out that way.
Right.
But I do look, and I, you know, Miami, Philly, Miami, Toronto, that's going to be the other matchup. I do feel like these are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Milwaukee and Boston. So I think this is the conference championship.
And it is. It just feels like this should be the conference championship, but it doesn't work out that way because of the seeding. And, you know, Miami will have its say, Chris, if they move on, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, it does kind of feel like this team will be the team, the winner of this will probably come out of the East. That's why we think of it as the conference finals, right?
Yep. So do you have – I'll give you my pick, Rob. And I got to be honest, I'm this is a tough one. I don't feel too confident either way.
Right.
I feel like either team could win this. I feel like obviously Giannis is the best player, I think, in the world. And so obviously the best in this series. But I'm going to go with Boston in seven. And I think a big thing that put me over the top was Chris Middleton. The reports, Robert, that he's going to be out the entire series.
Yeah, that's
and that is big. Yeah. And look, I know they looked great against Chicago without him. Chicago's not wasn't a very good defensive team. Chicago also was a bit banged up. And Grayson Allen stepped in and averaged 20 points a game in the three games that Middleton missed. I don't see him doing that against Boston. So I'm going with the Celtics in seven. But with hesitate, I mean, this is really, to me, this is almost like a pick 'em.
I'm going to tell you why I'm going against Boston. Even though they swept the Nets, they won those four games by a total of 17.
Right.
It wasn't like they blew anybody out. And they played, they held KD down. You know what I mean, Chris? Like, it wasn't like they ran them out the gym. Like, oh, my God. Like they won those games, especially the first two or three at the end, right, where they just made the plays and they won those games or whatever. And the Nets, Claxton, we talked about him, Chris, he missed 20 free throws or whatever it was. And I'm not saying he was going to make them all. That's his MO. That's who he is. And that's a part of the game.
Right.
So I'm just saying, as great as Boston looked in those four games, and they did because they swept a team like the Nets with two great scorers on it, I don't know. I'm going to say that Milwaukee will still be able to beat them. And I think Middleton is a big loss. I'm not poo-pooing him, Chris, at all. But teams find a way sometimes. I remember last year when,
the Clippers, when Kawhi went down.
Yeah, a perfect example. Everybody thought, remember he got hurt in the Utah series, Chris, right? Yep. In the second round. Yep. Oh, they can't beat Utah. What? They beat Utah. Oh, they can't, you know, and they got to the conference final. I mean, to the Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
So all I'm saying is teams find a way sometimes. You think somebody's out, look at where the Dallas Mavericks are.
Well,
Luka was out the first couple games, right. Chris. Oh, that series
first
is
three.
Over. Is it? Right?
Right. Well, and that's the one thing that is giving me trepidation about picking Boston is that in the past year, Giannis has always risen to the occasion.
He has. He did it last year. Oh,
yep.
Boy, did he.
He did it last year. He did it against Chicago. Whatever was needed, he did it.
And you remember,
Chris. So that
is
something that makes me concerned.
Yes.
I just wonder, without Middleton, are they going to be able to get enough scoring?
No, I get it.
He's
going to
get his,
real.
You know? He's going to get his. But, yeah, where is the rest of the scoring coming from?
No, that's real. Those are real concerns. Yeah.
Does Boston – I mean, you never just give up points, obviously, but do they have somewhat of a mentality of, look, we're going to guard Giannis – kind of straight up, and if he kills us, we're shutting everybody else down? You know, what is their mentality for defensively for this team? So it's going to be a great series.
I'm going to take Milwaukee in seven.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. And what else is interesting, Rob, you wonder, will home court advantage be a big factor? Because remember, Milwaukee could have gotten the second seed, but they chose to sit. Right. They sat their guys. Some people think they didn't want to see
the Nets
see
in
Brooklyn.
The first round.
I think Brooklyn would have beaten them.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, look, I could be wrong. I thought Brooklyn was going to beat Boston, so I readily admit I could be wrong.
Right.
But I think Brooklyn would have beaten them, and I think a lot of people are poo-pooing the Nets like they were garbage. They never were that good anyway.
Yeah,
but they beat Miami, Philly, and Milwaukee,
we
Rob,
saw it,
at the end of the season,
yes,
right,
did.
With Kyrie and KD. So
stop. I mean, people are over the top now. Like they don't fit together. They can't win. We saw it. You remember the push to the postseason and that game against Philly. We were like, how could you not like what we just saw?
Yep.
We loved it.
So we are going to see. But we'll throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I've got the Celtics in seven. Rob's got the Bucks in seven. Who you got? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And tonight is NFL draft night, of course. So be sure to continue listening right here on Fox Sports Radio for our draft coverage throughout the first round. That's coming up next, 8 p.m. Eastern, live from the Bellagio in Las Vegas. You got Jay Glazer, you got Rob Stone, our own LeVar Arrington, and former Vikings GM Rick Spielman. They'll have you covered throughout the first round of the draft with pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to all 32 first-rounders. And it's all taking place from the Bellagio in Vegas. That's coming up next. The more you do, the better it gets with MGM Rewards, folks. Dine, stay, play, earn on all of it. Visit MGMRewards.com for more details. Subject to earning and redemption limitations applicable to certain purchases and in certain states. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Who you got, Bucks or Celtics?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Ed in Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ed?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank
good to
you.
Have you.
Yeah. Just wanted to chime in. I'm really on the Celtics bandwagon right now. After the number they did on Brooklyn, they have this why not us mentality. I think Milwaukee's going to have their hands full.
No, it's going to be a good one, man.
I don't think anybody can argue with that.
The only thing that would surprise me is if this thing is a wipeout, one way or the other.
Oh, yeah, I would be surprised, too. Yep. I don't see that, Chris. I'm with you. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Mazel tov on Sporty Cuts 2.0. I see you over there flushing everything out, getting it
yes.
nice and 50
make
all
sure
over
you get
again.
A cut too, Rob.
Oh yeah, I did. You know, I got one today.
All right.
And Sean, I do want to say this. Sean, Chris has joined MLBBro.com as our
Hello.
Baseball gambling insider.
Wow.
Sean Bowe, his picks debut tomorrow on
wow.
MLB Bro.
Congratulations, Sean.
.com.
Hey, man. It's
I
a
hope
big
you're
moment,
better than
man.
Shekel City.
like I told Rob, man, I just want to be his assistant mayor, man. He just needs a little bit more help over there maintaining the mayor and the rest of the funds for the Shekel
That's
City.
That's right.
Now we're going to get it back going.
All right.
But my take real quick, man, no surprise here. I am lockstep with Mr. Rob Parker, and I think the reason why is even though the Celtics looked amazing against the Nets have no defenders on that team for these premier guys and Tatum and Brown. Now that these guys got to go against Drew Holiday and Giannis, I mean, it's going to be a whole different ballgame. And who do they have for Giannis, man? I know the Time Lord is back and he's looking all right, but Giannis is a whole different monster. The numbers he put up in round one, I feel like the same thing is coming in round two. Bucks in six. Mark my words, fellas.
All right.
There you go. He got them in six. This is our buddy Bienso in Palm Beach. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's going on, Chris and Rob? What's going on?
Man.
What up, man?
How you been?
I'm doing all right. Just watching the playoffs like everybody else.
Okay. What you got on this Milwaukee-Boston? I want to hear this.
Oh, you know, I got the Bucks and five. I'm doing better from
five. And five? What are you watching? Five?
Bucks and five. Let me tell you something. You guys are sleeping on the Milwaukee Bucks defense. That starting five that they're about to roll out with Bobby starting at the small forward and Brooke and Giannis, and then you have Wesley Matthews. You guys are forgetting about Wesley Matthews. He's a hound on defense.
I forgot about him 10 years ago. Go ahead.
Now, look, they are a good defensive team. Boston's the best defensive team, Chris. But Milwaukee's a good defensive team, and they're big. They're huge. That's one of their advantages. But
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest is a former NFL quarterback himself, now co-host of The Nightcap on VSiN Live, our man Sean King. Sean, how are you?
Hey, I just got a text from Harden after the first quarter. He said he heard Chris call him old. So he's still in his prime tonight.
Hey, man, you ain't lying. He's come out aggressive. I saw him go to the hole for a dunk. That's the first time he dunked in like 3 years.
Hey, Sean, you know older guys, you might start out ferocious, but, you know, let's see if he can finish the job.
That's the ultimate
criticism for a guy getting old is to call him old. Like, because in his mind, like, right, he's figuring out ways to remain young. But hey, thank you guys for having me, man.
Oh, you kidding, man? We love having you on.
Absolutely. Yes. And you texted Rob and me, I think it was early this morning.
Yes.
Saying that Sam Howell, the quarterback out of North Carolina, is going to be the best quarterback in this draft.
How now,
you
got
to explain
cow.
It to us. I know he's got a strong arm. He did well on the Wonderlic, too. So tell us why you think he's going to be the one to emerge in this draft. And how good do you think he'll be?
Well, I think he's going to be really good. And I wanted to make sure that I got on here and said it publicly before, you know, everybody 2 years from now was like, oh, yeah, I had Sam Howell. He rated number one.
Right.
So, you know, he's the known commodity in this group. You know, some kind of way, because North Carolina didn't live up to preseason expectations, and they're not the kind of program that can put four skill players in the NFL, which is what they did after last year, and bounce back. They're not Georgia. They're not Alabama. So, of course, the supporting cast wasn't what it was, but Sam Howell has thrown for 3,000 yards in 3 years straight. Threw for 30-plus touchdowns in both of those first 2 years. A lot of people thought coming into this season he would be the number one pick. And so what really, really makes me high on him is in an era where Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield won't do the intangible leadership things to get the entire organization behind him, this is a kid that could have opted out. He could have said, you know, Michael Carter's in New York with the Jets and Javonte Williams, you know, with the Broncos, and I lost Dommy Brown. I'm just going to sit out and protect my draft status. He showed up every game, even when they were out of the ACC championship race. Kid was under duress, 100-plus yards. And if somebody would have said Sam Howell ran for 800 yards this year, you'd have laughed. Like, stop it. Really good athlete. He even showed up, guys, in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Like, you talk about a kid that's committed to finishing the race, to getting to the end of his journey. Like, these are the things that a lot of these young quarterbacks that we give all this adulation and platform to before they earn it, he's that hard worker I want leading my team.
So let me ask you this, Sean. Who's drafting them?
See, that's where it gets tricky, because I just don't trust those guys that make those decisions on draft
day. I'm asking because I'm trying to figure out where he fits and what team is it. So it's that's a crapshoot. Is it a first round? Is it second round?
If I was a GM of the Panthers, I would be trying to trade out of six to select Sam Howell either end of the first or early in the second.
Okay.
And now, hopefully acquire a second-round pick as well, because they do need to enhance an offensive line.
Who do you think is the first quarterback to go? A lot of talk that Pittsburgh – I mean, I've seen talk that Pittsburgh could take Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett. Do you think they go with a quarterback, and which one – who do you think they go with?
you know, it's interesting because everything that I've heard is that, you know, Mike Tomlin and the organization love Desmond Ridder, the quarterback from Cincinnati. So if the quarterback hasn't been going off the board at 20, I mean, I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I think Pickett is going to be a good player. It took him 3 years in Mark Whipple's system. Like, when you peel back the layers a little bit, he threw 42 touchdowns, but that was year five. If not for COVID, he wouldn't have gotten year five. The 4 years he played before that, he threw 36 total touchdowns.
Wow.
So we're talking about 1 year of elite productivity. Malik Willis. You know, Malik Willis, I mean, he's supposed to be this great athlete, and he tests like one, but he was sacked 51 times. That's like second most in all of college football.
So what? He's not athletic enough to avoid the rush?
Probably
what
holding
is
the ball too long, I would imagine.
I think holding on the ball too long, you know, being slow to make decisions. And so when I'm talking first-round pick, that needs to be a guy I can play year one, and he can play at a relatively close to winning level, and definitely in two, be like a starting quarterback that we have no doubts about, because otherwise everybody that's in the organization when he was drafted, they're fired.
Well let me ask you. Go ahead, Chris.
With Kenny Pickett, let's go back to him. The big knock on him, I mean, you brought up one of them, that he really only has 1 year production, but also the hands. He would have the smallest hands in the league. I don't know. Is that a big deal?
How big are your hands, Sean?
What do you think about that?
So to put context on that, if he had a fumbling problem at Pittsburgh, I would think that would be a huge red flag. But when you watch his time at Pittsburgh, he wasn't a guy that put the ball on the ground a lot. So that leads me to believe, like, his hands may not measure big, but they obviously have a lot of strength. They're able to grip. You ever, like, I have family in the South, so you got that uncle who just country strong.
Oh,
and he don't have big hands, but
break
when
your
he
hand.
Gets you on your back, he knock all the wind out you. Like, some guys have really strong hands.
right. No, I know. Yes.
So, Sean Jacksonville, I mean, I'm figuring they got more holes than a golf course. What do they do at the first overall pick?
Well, if I'm running Jacksonville, I go Trayvon Walker because he's the home run hitter. You know, well, I think Hutchinson's a good player, but I think he's a doubles guy. Like, he's going to be solid. He's never going to be spectacular. Like, Trayvon Walker if you could draw it up, that's what they look like. And people are going to point to his lack of production. So the difference is the leading tackler at Georgia has 73 tackles. That was a safety, Lewis Cine. Everybody, can we agree Georgia had the best defense in college football?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Their leading tackler would have ranked 221st in the NCAA in tackles. Mm. Like, Trayvon Walker had six sacks, but that was second on the team. The number one guy had 6.5. So they were so good, so talented, all the statistics just got spread out.
Right. That makes sense. You know, go ahead.
And just a period on Hutchinson, you know, everybody out here on TV talking about his production, he had 14 sacks this past season. In the 3 years before that, he had 4.5 total. Mm. So we're still talking about an outlier as far as being like an elite pass rusher.
There's always at least talk about trades at the draft, and a lot of time there are some trades. Deebo Samuel wants out. You know, John Lynch has said he's not trading him, but the most people that think he's going to be traded are talking about the Jets. And look, the Jets have had some good years here or there.
It feels like they've never had any, right?
We saw Le'Veon Bell go there and absolutely disappear. If I'm Deebo Samuel, I mean, I got to think twice about, do I really want to go to the New York Jets? Because his career may never be the same. Where are you at on Deebo in different systems, and particularly with the Jets?
Well, I'll say this: if Deebo Samuel doesn't,
did we lose him?
Well, he was break. Yeah, I think. See if you can get him back.
Oh, I hate. Yeah, like it's a cliffhanger. Yeah. We need to hear what.
Right,
say.
Exactly. Where are you at on that, Rob? I don't want to sit here and bash the Jets because, like, we've talked about it before. They've had decent years here and there. It's been 11 years since they were in the playoffs.
Right.
But I don't know, man. You just got to be careful.
No, you do. You got to be careful, and you know, they're trying to get it together, and
and rebuild, and they got a young quarterback, and they're in a division, Chris, with Buffalo. Where are you going? Buffalo's in front of you.
And Miami's improved.
Miami's improved, and, you know, the Patriots are still in the way.
Yeah, they're
like,
still there.
You know, and I'm not saying they should be afraid and think they can't beat anybody, but I don't know where they're going.
They're,
you know,
far and away the worst team in that division.
Yeah, like,
clear,
I think so.
A clear worst team.
All right, let's finish your
thought
there. All
right, Sean, we want to hear that.
So Debo's chasing the bag. Like, right. There's a sense of urgency for a guy that's been injured and has seen, like, a glimpse at the end. You know, when you're an athlete and you're going through it, you don't think about when it's over, generally until you can't really do the same things anymore. So he was injured. He missed some time. And, okay, I think there's a realization, I got to get paid now. And so if you're San Francisco, all they got to decide is, are we willing to pay him what he's asking? And if you are, then you keep him, because I think you're a Super Bowl caliber team at every position but quarterback. If you sign him, if you decide, no, we're not willing to pay him that, then go and get assets in return. It's a
Does he excel? We had Plaxico Burress on, who was kind of questioning, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, like, he wasn't certain Debo would excel in all types of systems.
Right, that sometimes the system and where you're playing works on – you know, enhances your...
And Shanahan's creative, and they feel like he got him in certain good positions. Where are you at on that?
Do you feel that way, Sean? Or if you're talented and you're good, you can just do it?
Well, I feel that way, but I feel like that needs to be a minus that we place on the coordinator, not a hindrance to the player. If the player has talent and the coach can't figure out how to put the player in position to maximize that talent, that's a coach problem.
Okay. I hear that.
So, like, that's kind of where I differ with Plaxico a little bit. Let's not blame the player. The talent is there. What is the coach doing?
Well, that's why I brought up the Jets. So, we'll see.
Hey,
all right, Sean,
thank you, buddy. Excellent stuff, brother.
Before I go, I will tell all the Jets fans this. Robert Saleh was picked because of his defensive expertise.
Right.
New York Jets were 32nd in total defense last year. No way possible they don't go defensive four.
No, you're right. You have to get that defense right. Thanks.
Great stuff, brother. Thank you, man. Hey, and we're going to hold you to that Sam Howell, because you were saying that with bass in your voice.
Yeah.
All right, don't be not answering the phone 2 years from now when we call you on Sam Howell.
Hey, same number since 1999, baby. All they did was add
it. And we're going to say, and you know what? When he doesn't get drafted in the first two rounds, I'm going to say, no way, no Sam Howell.
All right, fellas.
All right, Sean. Peace. That's our man, Sean King. You got to check him out. He's the co-host of The Nightcap on VSIN Live. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked. Shekel City is next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
That's it.
Wow. All right. Quick one. Tonight is draft night, NFL draft night. So be sure to continue listening right here on Fox Sports Radio for their draft coverage tonight throughout the first round. That's coming up live at 8 p.m. from the Bellagio in Las Vegas. You got Jay Glazer. You got Rob Stone, former Vikings GM, Rick Spielman, and our very own LeVar Arrington. They'll have you covered throughout the first round of the draft with pick-by-pick predictions, reactions, and analysis on all 32 first-rounders. And it's all taking place from the Bellagio in Las Vegas. That's next right here on Fox Sports Radio. MGM Rewards, you can earn on what you love. Visit MGMRewards.com for details. It's subject to earning and redemption limitations applicable to certain purchases and in certain states. All right, Rob. Shekel City is now. Now.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it's happening, Chris. All right, last night, I'm 2-1. I got both NBA games, and I got hurt by – I had a baseball game, the over-under. I had the over. Twins and Tigers, it was 5-0 Minnesota, so they didn't go over the 7.5, Chris. So I didn't win the parlay, but I did get the two basketball games right last night. All right, tonight, all basketball, no baseball on Shekel City. I have the Raptors. +1.5, and Chris, that Philadelphia lead has disappeared. already.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I mean,
Toronto is back in the front.
Right.
The last
and
time
you
I
wonder,
saw.
Did they, it's tied now at 46 okay. midway through the second quarter. But look, you got to wonder, Philly came out and hit them in the mouth.
But
you got
remember,
14 points from Embiid. You got 10 from Harden.
But also,
and they're still
Chris,
tied.
They shot 65% too early,
right.
remember. You
and,
know that's going to come down.
And, right, because Toronto wasn't hitting shots.
Right.
And they were still within five. So, yeah, it I looks like Philly's in for a tough night.
Yeah, I picked Toronto plus the 1.5. I have okay. the Pelicans plus 1.5 too, Chris, at home.
Okay.
They might close them out. The Suns.
Well, they're up one.
Yeah, I think
and
the
Devin
Pelicans
Booker started
being at home, Chris. This is your last game, possibly, right? You know what I mean. You might give your all. You might lose, but I like the 1.5 at home. So I took the Pelicans, and then I took the Utah Jazz plus one. I don't know. I just the again they're at home. Dallas leads this thing. Maybe they push it to a game seven. So I got all underdogs, all getting points tonight. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling
Thank
you
God.
Who I bet on.
Hey, man, what'd you think of that brawl in MLB in St. Louis?
Yeah, man. Not good.
Why does baseball get away with that?
I don't know. Well, you know, hockey got away with it for a long time, Chris. Yeah. You remember, they used to swing sticks and stuff at people. And
it's
it was
almost
bad.
Viewed as a part of the game in hockey.
No, I know, but they stopped it. They pulled it back because it was bad.
Right. But they'll let them fight. They'll stand there and let them get into it for a little while.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's not as bad as it used to. If you remember, there used to be blood and everything on the
right.
ice. It was bad. And baseball, I know it's a ball and it's a bat, and I don't know. It's still kind of barbaric when you see that kind of stuff. I don't
I
like
mean,
it.
It didn't get, you know, everybody was out there, but it wasn't like a ton of fighting going
no,
on,
no, no,
thankfully.
No, no. But that's what I'm
but
saying.
But it just
still
shouldn't
happen.
Even, yeah, you shouldn't even, because God forbid, I mean, you got, what, 50 dudes out there, and it could turn into something
No,
crazy.
It could.
And you
and
could
get somebody
injured, right, cost a guy or and a team its season. So, yeah, they need to really, you know, cut that out. Like, look, the NBA had an issue and they took care of it. And I think baseball.
The only way you get
the
only way you do it is you got to make people, Chris. When you start taking money away from people,
right?
That's really what it comes down to.
Yep.
It
suspensions, things like that.
Right. When you're losing salary, you're like, I don't think I'm going out there.
Right. Right. So, all right, Rob. Well, you're in Detroit. How long are you there?
I'll be
weekend?
Back in L.A., yeah, until Sunday. So I'm just taking care of some stuff, seeing some friends and stuff. So that's it. Quick trip to Detroit. And last night, Chris,
the
overnight
best
flight.
Trip to Detroit.
3 hours and 45 minutes. Oh, it was great.
What'd you fly? Spirit?
Spirit. You know I did. Extra ride.
All that money you got Louis Vuitton seats.
Whatever, whatever.
Balenciaga sneakers, Gucci slippers,
whatever.
And you fly Spirit. Come on, man. Ridiculous. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We are signing off. Keep it locked right here. Our draft coverage is going to be lit. That's right, lit. On fleek. Do they still say that? On fleek, yes.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.